USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tears into Democrats at a campaign-style rally last night in Billings, Montana, slamming them for saying that he should be impeached, something he says would be hard to do because he's doing such a great job. He also brought up that op-ed piece published in yesterday's New York Times, supposedly written by a member of his administration.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward.
Tropical storm Florence is still about 1,000 miles southeast of Bermuda in the Atlantic, but it's continuing a track in a westward direction towards the eastern seaboard. Forecasters say it could impact the east coast next week. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Twitter says it's permanently suspending conspiracy theorist and InfoWars founder Alex Jones from its platform. The social media company, citing new reports of tweets and videos that it says violated its policy of abusive behavior. Senator Cory Booker saying he deliberately violated Senate rules yesterday when he released confidential documents involving Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. However, later, Republican John Cornyn said all of the drama was for naught because the documents released, in fact, had already been cleared for release. Burt Reynolds has died at the age of 82. In one of his last interviews earlier this year, he told NBC's Hoda Kotb who he'd like to have play him in a movie about his life.
And someone would play the role of you.
George Clooney.
George Clooney, without hesitation.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Well, why not?
Exactly.
And not quite as good looking.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on President Trump's campaign-style rally last night.
The people of Montana love our country so much. They honor our values, and you always respect our great American flag. You see what's happened.
President Trump holds a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana, campaigning for the Republican candidate there. The president talking about the economy, saying unemployment at an all-time low.
We have the best market is at record highs. Unemployment is at historic lows. And more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
During his remarks, the president also mentioning Brett Kavanaugh, his Supreme Court nominee.
And he's doing really well. But do you believe the anger and the meanness on the other side?
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And the CDC now warning middle-aged Americans to take care of their hearts as a new federal report finds heart attacks as well as stroke, heart failure, and other cardiovascular conditions led to over 2 million hospital visits last year and over 400,000 fatalities. The report says a large number of those patients are middle-aged adults between 35 and 64. And at a press briefing, they said middle age can be a ticking time bomb when it comes to heart disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.